update the Torah with Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Everyone knows that this week's Parsha Shoftim is the whole Parsha is Parsha Tach, is the Avodah of Chodesh Elul. So I want to shtel zich first on one little area of the Parsha and see what ultimately what Musa Haskell we can bring out for the Avodah of Elul. The pasuk says after when there's a mitzvah of to be mafresh the Ori Miklot to save a hired nefesh b'shkog. So the pasuk says in Yachem Hashem Gezach Gebura Kachidish v'Labisecha. They shall ultimately expand our boundaries and will give you the land which he promised to Abisenu. Kisishmer is called a mitzvah zois, la sois, la kashanich, misaf chayim, la havat hashem likecho, etc., etc. Biasaf lucha oid shalish orin al shalish eila, li shafech damnoki, the keravatzecha, etc., etc., etc. What's happening here? In this week's parashah, first we have a mitzvah to separate, to prepare. Six are in Miklot, three in Eivar Yardin, three in Eretz Canaan. Then the pasuk says, "In Yachem Hashem is Gvulcha." There's a pasuk, "Lasid Lovei," when the Eibusha will give us the land that He promised Avraham Avinu min Har Mitzrayim ad Hanar Agadol Har Pros, and will be given to Eden. In other words, in this world at the moment, there's a Isser in the Torah, Leisatzer Esmoyev. It was given to Loit in the schus, Chazal say, Rashi brings, in the schus that when Loit went down with Avram to Mitzrayim, and he told Sarah, Imina Choisi, and Loit schweigt, he pushed, kept quiet, and he didn't spill the beans, right? So in that schus, two other areas, lands, that were given to Bnei Loit, and Rashi didn't say the reason, but it's brought in Balaturim, it's based on the Targum Yonason, in the third land, Harseir, Edoim, that was given to Esav, al-Schar, because he had Kibud of aim to Yitzhak Avinu. So therefore, Lasid Lavay, these three lands, Keni, Knizi, Vekadmoini, which is Edoim, Moav, and Amoim, will be given over to Kal Yisrael, as per the promise to Avram Avinu. And therefore, there's a new mitzvah to what? I got the derech agav. I saw a santa aura. Everyone knows the Torah is called Sefer Abris, Luchas Abris. Sefer, and he was Medayik. Bris is Gematria, 612. How many mitzvahs are there in Torah? 613. Why is it called Bris, 612, but really it's 613? Sefer, answer, Pidarke Bakodesh. Divina Rav. The Ramban says in this week's parasha, this is the only, when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, immediately the Mechuyim and Kol HaTorah Kulo, all of the mitzvahs, when they achutz this mitzvah of adding, the only area of Torah which is not given to us now, it's only the Meis HaMashiach. So therefore, Torah at the moment is called Sefer HaBris. Lasid Lavi will have all the Tariq mitzvahs that the Gemara says in the end, Tafchav Gimel and Malkus. Fine, great. So there's a new mitzvah to be given, a new area, that when Mashiach comes, Meir B'Yameinu, and will expand the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, then there will be three, instead of Rashi says in the Pasuk, and the Makkar, the Zipray, and the Yishalmi, in Makkis, there'll be three new Ori Mikla to add. We'll have a Sach HaKol, a total of nine. You'll ask the Kasha, ask the Mitzvah Chinuch, the Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chof, actually, by the way, there is no Gemara such. But it's a Mokar in Psik Torapsi, it's in Yalkut Yishaya, various Mokaris, the Chazal, and Midrashim. And therefore, so says the Mechaz Chinuch, it's Mashiach will do Kit Torah, and first you have to conquer all the 10 lands promise to Avraham Avinu, and then, as the Rama Paskin, the Trumas, the Bikurim, that the Melech Yisrael is Kovish Arosis, it's Chal on a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. When you do it, Kesed. So when David HaMelech conquered Syria, before he finished the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't Chal the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael on Syria. Kiyadua, I'm not going to hold everyone knows this. Which, by the way, the Shalom HaKadosh says, that is the Pshat. In Asid, Eretz Yisrael, the Spash, doesn't mean literally, it means the Kedushas, Eretz Yisrael will be in the entire world. When will this happen? The Bias Mashiach. Derech Agav, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph says, HaMelech HaMashiach, Osir Lamed, Lachsir Machlos, Dabu Liyoshna, Lememshola, HaRishayna, Uboina, Migdush, Mekabet, Yitzchak Yisrael, V'chol Mish, Ein Imamin, Bibi, Ein Imchakil, Lebi Yosoy, is not only Bashar in the VM, he's a Kofer, but even in Teira Smoish, in the Mitzvahs, Shenemar, Bashar, he brings a Raya, how do you know that I'll be Teira Kodesh, it'll be a Mitzvah. Then in Halacha, Mamshech, in Halacha Beis, the af ba ori mikva tu oimer im yach vashem nekechas gevulcha the asaf ba shalosh orim ume oirom vahoy adover azed. This never ever happened that we had 9 ori miklot leitiv hakadosh baruch hu letoyu is the charaya that al piter that was a medayik but al pi halacha, which is you can't interpret it like allegorically homiletically whatever, but al piter which is gashmias in the world, there has to be ki yach vashem 3 new ori miklot bapay. So far so good. Will conquer Kaini Knizi Bikadmoin. Except the Shalom HaKadosh, just as a force, it could be the conquest. First, before Mashiach ben David, there'll be Mashiach ben Yosef. I'm not going to involve in this whole Shakla Bikaria. But it could be, says the Shalom, that the capture of Kaini Knizi Bikadmoin will be done by Mashiach ben Yosef. And he adds, as a vort, which is important, the Ben Ish Chai brings in the Sefer Deres Elio. I saw Pilchus Friedman in the Gillian this week, speaks about the topic. He said, that's why it's important in Svarim HaKadoshim, that when you say Kedusha, you say Kodesh, 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 and you lift yourself up. Why do you lift yourself up? What's it all about, right? So, Merdek Pshat. Because Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh are 3 words that start with the letter Kuf. Keini, Knizi, Tekadmoini are 3 nations that start with the letter Kuf. And therefore, we pick ourselves up. We ask the Eibusher to pick us up to Meroyim, to Megadol, Keren Yisrael, and then we'll conquer. And that's Machnia, the Klippus of Keini, Knizi, Bekadmoini, which I'm not getting involved in Kabbalah, Kesach, Chochmah, Binah, whatever. But it's higher Madregas than the 7 nations of Midas, and therefore Asher Al Kain, you got it, right? Which is, by the way, it fits in lovely in the what do they say? Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Then you say, Meloichol Oretz Kavoidi. First you have to have the conquest of Keni Kedizu Kadmoini, and then Meloichol Oretz Kavoidi, I just roll with Mispashit. Okay, it's all great. Fantastic. Stell sich the Klotzkasha, which is mamish like any barber of the Chadyoima, should ask a plea Niskava. Mamish, unbelievable. Can I ask you a question? When Mashiach said Keinu comes, and the world is filled with brotherhood and harmony and love and allegita zachin and rachatuma abrimina oretz, etc., etc. Why in the world do I need 3 extra miklets for a rotschim? Hello? It's all goodness and kedusha and likus in the world, the malar is deyas Hashem. Why do I need, no, before we even get involved in trying to answer, there's thousands of rebuim before every safe you open up. Give a different answer, but before we, first to understand, before we get into Tirutzim, what's the kash? I'm going to quote now from Magadim Chadoshim, some Meyerdik Sefer, I highly recommend it, Gana Goinim, or Masmer Otsum, or probably both, right? And together with the Rebbe, the Kutasichas, and Chelek, Chodalit, let's work through what is the kash here? What Bidiyuk is the kash? The Shalak of this first of all says when Mashiach will come, there will be no Muhammad, there'll be no Ritzicha, the Chitin, the Chavisim, the Itin, etc., etc., etc. There'll be no intentional. The Sefer Tzioni in Parshat Nitzavim goes a step further and says, B'moisa Mashiach, there will be Bechiras HaToiv, will be Teva HaOdram. Naturally, people will only, humanity will only want to do good, and Al Yisrael. People will have no desire to anything which is not al pi rotzon Hashem. Right? Yeah? So the word. Stell sich the shaila, what's the kasha? What is the fal that you go to your miklat? The pasuk says, Asher, we're dealing here with what? A person who is what? Kills bishui. Ashiyov Yisrael bayar. B'loseinu levitol shilshir. Right, and the nashal abarzel minoei. It's accidentally the thing going flying away and kill somebody. He has to go through an imikul. Who said? What's the kasha? Who said that can't be the moisa mashiach? The fact that Rambam pastens kishmul das shmul and the one Shabbos the ain bein oila mazeli moisa mashiach ella Shibud Malchus Bilvod. So why can't there be a Hechetimza of Hayrig Nefesh Rishgo? The Shachal HaTorah, one of the Guri Arizal, it's not mistabra, it's not logical, it's a holy time, whatever. But others answer, why can't it be? In the MS, in the Sefer Ber HaSoda, which is a commentary on Rashi, yes, maybe Taka, when Mashiach will come, there could be a Hariga B'Shoy. So all the Meforshim answer on his answer, like they ask on his answer. Why? Because the Gemara says in Makkos Daf Yom Beis, what's Rashi bring the Chumash? What's the Hechetimza of the Hayrig Nefesh B'Shoah goes to the Niklot? One fellow was a Hayrig Nefesh B'Nezid without Edom and Asro, and the other person was Hayrig B'Shoah, and he had to go to an Erem Niklot. So what is that? What does the Abishur do? Puts them together. He's going down the ladder, and accidentally he trips and falls on the guy who was a Hayrig Nefesh last time around B'Nezid. So the second guy at the bottom of the ladder, he dies. He got his comeuppance. And the guy on the top, now there's Edom and Asrael. He has to go to what? There's Edom, he has to go to the Emek. Hello? Kum tuch ois. If there's no mezid, no retzicha like the mezid, so the whole din of Ari Miklot. Okay. The Mekadim Chadoshim doesn't like, that's Mahalach. Doesn't like this Mahalach. So how did you ever have the first Hayrig Nefesh B'Shkog? Al Koch, it's not every time someone has to go to a mikvah, has to be in this foul. Right? So, no, nervous. The Rebbe explains, there can't be the din of Yer Mikvah, and Sai Mitzad the Hayrig, and Sai Mitzad the Horuk. Let me try to explain. The guy who killed has to have previously done something wrong, illegitimate, of some kind. The guy on the bottom, and the guy who's killed, there can't be a Messias when Mashiach comes where people will murder people. Don't mean murder. Why can't there be the axe, iron of the axe flying off, right? Besides the fact there's no victim here, because there's no Resich of Amazin. Not good. It's important to see. Arizal, whatever, right? It's in the Gersa Kodesh, Simon Chavches, Bekitzer, Mgay, Bekitzer. Even if someone commits an Aveira B'Shoyin, the fact that Torah says you need a kapora, and that's the Rashi said in the beginning of Masech Teshuvos, the whole reason that the Korban Chatos is what? To mechaper. We're in the kapora for is the charaya that you must have had some kind of shayiches me'en to the ra for which b'meizid is kach v'kach, and therefore b'shoyin you're getting the kapora. If you were totally holy, right, you would have never come to this matzav. It's a lover bore. Yeah? So the question is, if we're living in a rarefied, holy atmosphere, and there's no murder, and there's no tumma, there's no zuama, there's no whatever, it can't be that a person l'chura should be shayich to even an aveira b'shoy. Okay. So that I have a shayla. So what is the irmil? L'chura, you could say, maybe the shayla is noch tiefer. Maybe la'osid lovi, meisa mashiach, there won't be any misa at all. Hello? It's a pasuk, which you all know. Bila moves, unnetzach, be'emes de gemara. In a few places, ask the question, p'sachim dasam b'ches, it's a hedrin dasar de galif. Here it says, bila moves unnetzach, the death will vanish completely. And the other pasuk says, Kinar ben Meyashonim Yomus, they're 100 years old, then, yeah, you'll be still called a Nar, says the Gemara Lekasha. One is for Yisrael, and one is for Goyim, for Mazoyim. Kum tois, that by Yid, will be taka, if you learn that Tipshutrei, there'll be Lama of a Senetzach, there won't be any kind of death. Death won't exist. Hello? If death won't exist, why will you need Lassad Love, three more Ari Niklan? So you could answer, as the Oruch Laner does in Makkos Lattes, when you say Bil HaMovas L'Netzach, that's only referring to what? To Malach HaMovas. Malach HaMovas is out of business. He's the Malach HaMovas, he's the Sotni, he's the Haru. We already shechted him as per the Gemara and Tzuk. He's dead. Final. Right? Or but if someone shoots somebody, or whatever, there is Movas even L'Osid Lovei. Right? Asher Alkein, the Shaila doesn't, this can't be a... It can't be the Shaila, but the emes is, I'm not going through this whole medrash after medrash after mamash medrash of Chalukas, Kitzur Masa, there's actually a makna who deals with the in Kiddushin of Ayin, who deals with the pasuk in Cheskel, Kapitel Mem Dalid. It says there in pasuk, "Ba'almona asher tia almona mikoyin yikoch." Right? Why is it funny? "Ba'almona asher tia almona." Right? "Ba'almona." Says the haflo, the whole shock of Italian back and forth on haflo. But when the Sheikh will come, there'll be no death whatsoever. If there'll be no death whatsoever, therefore, the person, almona asher ti almona, her husband died, the kohen, her previous husband, from whom she's almona, he died before Mashiach came, so she had the status of an almona. You with me? Hello? Almona asher ti almona, before she could marry a kohen. But it's all totally on these midrashes, which I'm not having the time or whatever. It'll take me an hour to go through all the
How would it be actually almost the kohen gadol?
Lasid lovi. Yeah. According to we'll talk. Hello. Where did it speak anywhere about the kohen gadol's death? The Moshe Mashiach. Doesn't say anywhere that. Hello. The pasuk there is talking about the six Ari Miklot, which were noyig in Olam Hazeh. I don't know where your kasha starts. Whatever. Think about it. Right? There's actually, you may remember, a famous classic Chum Sofer. The Gemara says in Ksuvis Daf Ches, in the Masakin, to have to drink a kos of yayin, a koisis yayin, in a base oval. There's a whole bracha that they gave to the Avelim Rahman al Islam. Rabim, the first one said, Rabim Shosu, Rabim Yishtu. You're not the first person in history to never suffer a loss. Many have drunk from this cause of whatever, and many yishtu future tense. To which the Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Rabbim Shosu Leimo, you could say, many have drunk past tense, Abba Rabbim Yishtu, don't say, because you shouldn't be Paseach Pev Lassam. Says the Chosoyfer, what's these 2 days in the Gemara? Can you say Rabbim Yishtu? So he says this totally in the famous Achlikas, the Ramban in Torah, so all done with the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that what? When Mashiach comes, people will still die. Right? Yes? The Amal Shittah says, the Ein Bein Eilam Hazel Limit of Mashiach, El Shiud Malchus Bubon, but natural death, people, Taka, will live longer when Mashiach comes. You know how much longer they'll live? Put in Sfarim. 400 years on average, or 500 years. Either tough or tough Kufsha. Quite a long life. Not bad. As you say in English, not bad innings. Right? Or eventually you're going to die. The Rambam paskins that Mashiach will die. And he'll be Moirish the Melucha Lebonav and Nebonav. Hello. L'fizev at Rech, the Satmar Rebbe in Chushet Torah, Tavshin Tezayin, asked the Kasha, how many Paradumas are there? 10. There were 9 in the past. One from Moshe Tullah, and the other 8 in Second Beis HaMikdash. The 10th one will be made by Mashiach. Where's the mocker for that? Nobody knows. But the Rambam says, the Rambam has Mekoiris Kidua, the Labdafka came down to us. Aber, when the Mashiach will come, they'll find the Paraduma from the second Beis HaMikdash. Right? Yeah? And that will be Metair, the generation which is here when the Mashiach comes. Aber, why do you need a 10th para for if there's no if Bilham of Aslanesa Kipshutai? Hello? Aber, if you say that people can still be killed, right? Not from the Malcham of us, but from men. Or, alternatively, people will ultimately die, right? Then there's no kasha, because there will be still death when Mashiach comes. That's a. You with me? And therefore you can say, Rabbim Shalsu, Rabbim Yishtu. Aber Abaye, who is it? Abaye held like the Ramban and Teres Adlam. There will not, all like this Midrash and Chazal, there won't be any death when Mashiach comes, and therefore, Rabbim Yishtu, you shouldn't say. So for good. So I see it's a machloikas in Chazal, going back to whatever, right? Aber, it's still shver, by the way, in the back of my brain cells, yeah? That Lishitas Haramban, which is Shitas numerous Midrash Chazal, so Vaiter, why would you need an Ari Miklot by Safa, Lo Sid Lovai, when there won't be death at all? The Rambam Lishitose, I got no problem. The Rambam Paskin that way. That we Moisif three, Lishitose. But Legabe, those who hold. Okay. Aber the Emes is Laosid Lovi. Going back, the Iker Shaila is that Laosid Lovi, that the Shalak, the Shputzit, right? There won't be Besuris Roy. There's no, not Mazid, not Shoyig, no Ritzichas. And the Gemara says in Pesachim, you all know, but Olam Hazeh on Besuris Tovis, you say Baruch Atayv Ameitiv on Besuris Roiz Rachman Ozan, you say Dayan Emes. Lasid Lavi will only be what Atayv Ameitiv says Rashi Al Asar. Why she ain't Sham Besuris Roiz? When Mashiach comes, there's no Besuris Roiz. So the Pashtus, there's no one's going to die. So you understand? If no one's going to die, so Vaita, what do I need an Er Miklat for? Hello, this is Akasha. Lamanda Omar, there won't be death. It's another Akasha. Lamanda Omar, there will be death. But still, it won't be Ra. There won't be evil. There won't be Bezuz Rois. Everything will be wonderful. So what do you need to be Marchiv the three more Ari Nikl? The Merav Shamish in this week's Parsha adds the Akasha with a Kvetch, with a Nachatifa word. So Kumtait Ari Mikler is because what? Because of a shkogo, right? But if everyone is in Madrega of Tzaddik, the Pasuk says, "Lo yunu la Tzaddik kolavin." So there won't be a shoyig for the people of that generation. Will be mevchina tzaddik. You with me? That's the kasha. Grada lahoyer. I'm going to just add two things that you're going to keep in the back of your mind. When I said the Pashtus, that Mashiach will come, there'll be nine Ari Niklat, so says Rashi Elasar from the Zephyr and Yishalmi, so Pashtu the Rambam. I'm just pointing out in the back of your brain cells, there is two other opinions in the Medrash. One says they will be 12 Ari Niklat, one says 15 Ari Niklat, and there's another Medrash, a little known Medrash, which says, Tichiyachav Hashem is Gevulcha, refer to now you're an Eivar Yardin. You'll do everything right. You'll go into that verse of three. There is no such thing as nine. But that is not accepted. Accepted is number one. Okay. Number two, I wanted to point out. I can't remember. I'm losing my brains. Okay. But, right. You got my drift. Now you have a problem. Why will we need extra Ari Miklu when Mashiach comes, right? There'll be no Ra, there'll be no Besuris Tovis, and according to Kama, the Kama Deus, numerous Midrash Chazal, there won't be death at all. Not only not through the Malacham Avos, but even through people. So what do we need these Ari Miklu for? So the Magen Avraham, in the Sefer Zayas Ranan, on Yalkut, right, this is Parsha, he brings from a Sefer Bris Avraham on Yalkut, two answers. One answer is the Ma'ir Limois HaMashiach, A. Two, Inami Mafrishin Oisei L'mitzvah. Let me try to explain. Let's go one answer at a time. First answer is we're talking about when do you need Ari Miklat? Limois HaMashiach. What does that mean? Pashtus, if you hold that Limois HaMashiach, when he first comes, right, it'll all be, they won't, Eilam Kim and Hogi Noid, right? So you'll need the Ari Miklat for what happens then. Right? Which we asked already, this depends on the two opinions, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara and Shabbos, of Samachim. The Shaloh HaKodesh has a very similar answer with our Tifer Kvetch. In Yemuyis HaMashiach Gufa, before Olam Haba, right? In Yemuyis HaMashiach Gufa, there are two Tkufas. First, when Mashiach comes, and everything is, according to Shmuel, normal. There's no Nisim, Kipsaktin, Arambam. Everything could be normal. Behem Shechazman, Bimar Behadaspi Yisrael, etc., etc. Then you taka won't need an Imiklat. You need an Imiklat for the original period. He explained the whole from Sofer says, Al Derech is Mahalach and Teres Mesha. When Klal Yisrael will conquer, I've said many, many times, a land is affected by its inhabitants. There's a tumor in the land, in the houses, even when Yidden will conquer Kain, it's been lived for thousands of years by a Bashkotzim, right? So it is a ruach of tumah v'sabusadir. It will take time for Klal Yisrael to tear in mitzvahs to eradicate the zuama, the stench, the tumah, which is in the land. You with me? The Emes Lishalom wants to say that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Mara Machodo, Bara Machodo, this Kufa, two Kufas, I've explained this many times in the past, in the coming of Mashiach itself. Okay? But it's still Shver, right? Yeah? First of all, according to the whatever, that. Okay. The Rebbe wanted to say. I heard the Sikh of the Rebbe himself. Mitzvah Shabbos, Kuidrish, Bolog, Pinchas, Tovshin, Lam Tches. Heard from Perkotri. The Rebbe said, if you're going to learn like the Shalom, is that that you need Ari Mikvah because of what? The initial period of Mashiach comes, and everything is still naturally Shittas Rambam, right? If you can answer a Diyukun Rambam. The Rambam says, a person who's Koifer in Bias HaMashiach, not only in the VM, he's Koifer, but in Teres Moshe. That's Halacha Aleph, right? Then in Halacha Beis, Perikid Aleph, of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam adds, and the Torah Gufa says, Ki Yarchav Hashem is Gevulcha, and Leitiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toyu, it's a Charaya that, it's normal. So everyone asked the Shaila, there was a Medayik, why did the Rambam put the third Raya there, that there's a, this Bias HaMashiach, Geula, in Torah Gufa, Mitzvah Gufa, is a separate Halacha and Halacha Beis. It's all part of the Raya, which all should have fit into Halacha Aleph. So the Rebbe says, "Lefid v'shalom," one can answer, because the second the raya from Ir Miklat is not only a raya that what? It's not only a raya that al pi Torah there's a din of Mashiach of Kiyach Hashem is Gulcha. It's a raya for that. What the Rebbe says later, "Val yala ladas," that Mashiach has to make oisus l'moisim. The fact that in the initial period of Bias HaMashiach everything is natural, but raya that what? Hello. There could be death, right? The Rambam put it as a separate halacha because it's koi on lefonov and laacharov. It's a raya to both. Oh, but the Rebbe says you can't learn that way because the Rambam should have been mefarish. This is what you learn from this. Moreover, the Rambam then says va'al yala ladas. Don't think that Mashiach has to do miracles. But you just brought me a pasuk, and the whole din of the moisit ari miklat is geboyt. That Mashiach doesn't have to make miracles. Hello? So how could it be? How could you be Eila Das in the first place? Is the Charai? You could have the din of Ir Miklat, and it's not so sure that Mashiach could be natural, could be supernatural. The Has Haraya. So back to square one. Hello? Yeah. So why? What is the Indian of the Hisafa of the Ir Miklat? Okay, you with me? Another answer the Zayis Ranan brings, the Magravam brings, which is mamish the same answer, be'etzim, of the Minchas Chinuch and Tov Kufchav, you're 100% right. When Mashiach comes, there is no reason to be Moisif three more or a Miklat, because the whole reason doesn't apply. There's no Ritzicha, there's no Shoigigs, the world is filled with Deyas Hashem, everything is wonderful. Right? Nervos. It's a mitzvah. Or Lashon HaMinchas Chinuch, it's Gzeiros HaKosov. Hello? You like that? I don't like these kind of answers. You only say Gzeiros HaKosov, whatever, when you're up against the wall. That's the side. The Rebbe said, Poshita, right against it. What does the Torah say? Ki Yach V'Shem is Gevulcho, and V'Yisafta, why? The Torah gives a reason. Right? You with me? Huh? That you shouldn't be chanifa or as bedomim, etc. is a charaya that we're talking about blood, not just gzeiros hakosum. Do it for the sake of a mitzvah. The whole hemshech haksum doesn't fit in the visa. You with me? Okay. There's a fourth answer, which is brought in the maskula davar on Rashi. It's a very interesting answer. If Bilam of the Sonetzach and everything is wonderful, right? There's no reason for a Miklat. But before Mashiach comes, before the Geula, they will be Geirim who will convert. And it can't be Geirim after Mashiach comes because the Gemara says, Nivam is Tachav Dalid, but not Makabal Geirim when Mashiach comes. So before, right before, there are a bunch of goyim who will then convert to Yiddishkeit, and they won't be on Azam Madrega that all the Yehudim and the promises of Geula will apply to them, and therefore they will need the Ari Nechum. Hello? Yes, the Chosefer says V'ulei Yesh Lomer. Why V'ulei Yesh Lomer? Because Lebrerelei, he's not 100% sure if this is true. Like he's stupid. What's the Sophic? There's a whole Tarim that could take 20 hours in itself. The Neshamas of Geirim are superior or inferior to Neshamas Yisrael? Hello? What would you say? They were Har Sinai, big deal. Asher Alkin, but I'm going to ask you a question. How do they rate vis-a-vis Neshamas of Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Hello? So there are those who say, Tzaddik HaKoyin and many others, there's a shtickle inferiority. Right? Yeah? The shtickle, they're not on the same madrega. At the end of the day, they're not Zera Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And therefore, the pasuk over Shem Yisrael Yechuna, say Chazal, Shem Yisrael Yechuna, Shem HaMechuna, not Shem HaEtzem, says Chazal is Geri Tzedek. And the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tov Tzadik Ches that the Inyan of Rachmona by Shonam and Chason, the Beteva, doesn't apply to a Ger. On the other hand, I could show you Chavil Yisrael. First of all, what you're saying, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchak, what you're saying, we don't know what you're like. You're not bringing out. There's a famous Chido, which the expression in the Gemara always is Ger Shenizgaya. Should have said Goy Shenizgaya, not Ger Shenizgaya. Is a Chara, he always had a Neshama, and somehow his Neshama got mixed up through whatever amongst the Goyim. And when he's Megayer, it's the Igloy Milsul Mafreya that he always had a Neshama Vin. How do you like that? And I can start telling you my more Chazal, Deidiyar, Legane, Lilkut Bashashane, which he first Tigeri said, like, and BMS, I'm not going to get involved in now, but it depends on the two Girsus, and when the Gemara says, Koshim Geirim Li Yisrael Kesapachas, it's because of their inferior, they don't keep Torah properly, or because Faket, sometimes Yidin, the naturally born Jews, compared to the Geirim, are inferior, they don't have the same Koch and passion as the Geirim said. So, you could talk about this Indian for ages, but the goof of a ger and the goof of it's a shmooze in itself. But there's a ribui deyes echazal, trust me, right? There's like a subject like five shirim, right? That ger and tzedek are just as good, bifrat is brought in svarim al pikabola, the nesherish neshama of yid, naturally born Jews, is from teresh shebek sav, kidu, ashishim yisrael, yeshiv reshatera, which is negat teresh shebek sav, the sherish of neshama sagerim is from teresh shebal, peh? When Mashiach will come, Torah Shabbat and Torah Shalpeh will be Nizachin, and there will be no difference between naturally born Jews and Geri Tzedek, and therefore, Nafal Bibira, this whole answer of Geri Tzedek. Huh? So basically, Hadra Lakushi Laduchta, I can give you a billion other answers, each of which is difficult. I have no time to get involved. There's Arizal, there's Shachlatir, and Alshich, and Meshech Chochma. Chaim Kanievsky answered, he asked him the Shaila, why will he need Arbikul Azal? He said, for Geri Toshev. The Gemara says, the Makkah, to get Toshev, to Shahara, get Toshev. It's very, very shrewd. The whole bunch of psukim in the Torah were only added for Geri Toshev. Whatever, the whole issues. The simplest, obvious answer, right? Yeah, is the Chido brings the Pnei David, this is Parish in various places. Very simple answer. Many others say this. The need for our Miklot when Mashiach comes is simply because in 2,000 years of Galus, there were plenty of cases of a person who was a people who are Hayrig Nefesh Bishgogo. Mashiach will come, everyone will come back there to Israel. You'll need the Ari Miklot for those people who committed whatever. This is Man HaGos. Huh? Say it again. Okay. I am the Kutisich Chelech of Dalit in the Ha'orah that Rebbe asked you. That's how you have to remain Lo'ilam Void, and Mois Koyen Godel, and there's no Koyen Godel. Hello? is only when the hechetimtz of having a kohen gadol. The whole arichas. That itself is another shir. The shaila is, though, you're telling me that a person who killed in 1432, right, Bishgog, right? Yeah? He'll have to go to Ner Miklot when Mashiach comes. Hello? But what is the whole purpose of Ner Miklot? Because Ki Yicham Levovei, the Goyal Hadam, somebody will get hot and bothered, we'll kill him, right? But you just told me when Bias HaMashiach, like Kinov, like Rav, like Muhammad, like Kinov, like Sachros, and the Ramah Paskins, and the end of Elf Melachim. So why will be Yicham Levovei? That there's no girl Adam is not a mitzvah. Whatever. Okay, that's another issue. You guys are throwing. Whatever. Okay. So the Rebbe learns. Hello. The beautiful. It's a deep word. I don't feel appreciated. You have to understand it. Goyel Hadam. Okay. Befrat the kash is nachmer, right? Machlokes in the Gemara with the goyel adam is rishus or choiva, and the Rambam paskins is rishus. If the Rambam paskins is rishus, so how will it be shayech lo tzedlo? Is the charaya? This is a very deep word, right? There are certain times in life where the Torah says you do X, you chayev misa through bezin. There are certain times b'shoyge you got to do kach v'kach. There are certain times, it was moiser this din of Nisa to the Goyal Hadam. Alright, if a person kills Benazit, L'chuli Alma, even the Shitas Haramav, even the Shitas Nigamar, that's Rishus, Goyal Hadam is Rishus, Benazit L'chuli Alma, it's what? A Choyva. You mean? Why is it a Choyva to kill somebody? Right? The emnes is a chi of misa on the person, but before it's whatever, there's a mitzvah on the goyel hadam. You got my drift? The goyel hadam, ki yicham levovei, is not because the guy lost his handle and he's angry and he wants to be nukim and nukim and nukim, etc. Because toira akvish, I'll be toira, when this is a very deep word in kamakoyme. I want to just get to something practical with Musa. But the Torah gave a Torah Kedusha that the Chiyah, just like a Boyal Aram is Kanoyim Poygim Boy. Right? According to many Rishonim, it's the Rosh and the Yad Rameh. It's a Poshet A. It's Rishus. But if the Rishus al Torah, it's not because you're a wild guy and you can't control your emotions and you forgot to go to the anger management class. Right? So Pshat is the Torah gave the Kanoi, if you're a Kanoi, L'shem Shemayim. And but there is the Halacha V'Emayim came. Here the Torah said the Goyal Adam should do it. And there's a Chiv on the Hoyrig, right, that this is part of his Einish, that he's opened up to the Sabir. Which, by the way, just Derech Agav is a deep Musar Haskel, that a person's emotions and a person's intellect have to be based on Torah and not what you read in whatever in the magazine, in a newspaper, what the goyim and the guy in the radio said. If you got a Torah Hashgaf and Torah needs it, you have to feel like a yid, not like a goy. Okay, that's beside the point. I said before that this whole din of Ori Miklat, which, by the way, Api Arizal, Al Sheikh, etc., etc., this is part of the process of the tikkun of all the averus which were done. If Mashiach comes, achishena, whatever. Each time we can talk about that, right? And the people are not ready. They haven't had a tikkun, so they got to go for the ermikla for the tikkun of their nefesh. This is very much connected to the avoid of chodesh el. That's what I'm talking about, right? Why is ermikla connected to el? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Every school child knows. The Arizal says in Priyat Chaim, in Kutit Torah, in Shar Psukim, Parash Mishpatim, Ina liyodai v'sam tiloch, is Rashi Tevis El. That's like every school child knows. The Bnei Yisrael says, what's the Seifi Tevis? Ina liyodai v'sam tiloch, 41, which is Gimatria Aim, which is Aim is Inyan of Ima Yiloh, which is Bino. Lubav v'yovin v'sham v'rofili, that is the idea of what? Shuvah. In other words, Chodesh Elul is a Chodesh of Bina, of Tshuva. And Elul is the Ermiklut. A person, the Hagan Ziyar, the Hurig Nefesh Bishgoga, right? With all the Averis that are compared to whatever. And then Elul comes as the Ermiklut. That's why it says in Pasuk, Tochen Lecha, derech. What is derech? Everyone knows there is a derech refers to derech tshuva hayreisa. It refers to hanoisin bayom. The veld is a mayim azim, is a yam, and the Eibishter gives us a derech, and this is the derech of tshuva. Therefore, whatever. Yeah, how much gematria is put there? What's the Musar Haskel? Say it's just a simple word. The same for Sela Bias from Shimon Herschel in London. No, it's a simple idea. If you think about it, you get shivers down your spine. But in Mikla, there's a lot of interesting dinim. Number one, we know that there was Bisman Moshe, there were supposed to be six. Three in Eivar Yardin, three in Eretz Kanan. And the halacha is that the six in Eivar Yardin don't work, they're not kultus, until all six. From deswegen Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he do? What? Oz Yadol Moshe. Why? Because the Gemara says, Oy of Kesev, Lee is Bekesev, Moshe Rabbeinu was a... And the Eibishter said to him, Hizrachta Shemesh Lata Reroitzchim. You shine the sun for the murderers. Like, what is going on here? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say mitzvah b'aliyodei akeimena when it doesn't work? The chotzi mitzvah, the whole shakal matayin achrin. And then you know all over Eretz Yisrael, hello? Yeah? There were signs, miklat, miklat. Hello? I got news for you, there were no signs, Beis HaMikdash here, this Rebbe, this Tish over there, Beis HaMikdash here. The only place you got signs all over the place is why? What are the purpose of the signs? Moreover, Chazal say L'chadman de'omer that the Eibush was makbar on Yeshua, why he didn't get busy right away with Yer Miklat. So he says a simple vort. What's the idea of an Yer Miklat? And why is it connected to the conquest of Eretz Yisrael? You have to have an Yer Miklat. Because when you conquer Eretz Yisrael, there is a din called L'Sachaya Kol Neshama. You have to wipe out the Hamas, the Rishoyim, the lock, stack, and barrel. Aye, the Sefer Achinuch says, and the Rechaimach says, why, after the laws of Yeridachas, what does that mean? Because you now wiped out a whole city, men, women, and children, that's a shol of tikbeis, and you burn it down to the ground. Hello? So you could be nifal from the chitzonius of your actions, right? Therefore, here the Torah said, you're going to, you still have to have the rachmim, you still have to have, and throughout Eretz Yisrael, there are signs, miklat, to arouse within a person, the chshivus, the chavivus, ein sof of every nefesh b'Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, even though practically, al pi halacha, the three are a miklat that are mafresh and Eivar Yardin, they won't work. But I want to show Klal Yisrael the lesson of the tayarkeit of every Yiddish neshama. And that fact, the Gemara said, the imoseim shel derotzchim used to bring food to the Kohen Gadol because they shouldn't pray al moiz Kohen Gadol, as you say. They should. What are they trying to do here? I get the Salvation Army. I get Kohel Rameir Balnet. You get a bunch of people to give food to the... You ever see a mama, right? A mama veint of kinder. The mothers want to show to the Rotz. The Rotz Tzeach says, I'm Amarit Tzeach, I'm a good guy. It was an accident. But if you really appreciated the chavivas of the neshama of Yisrael, you would have been more careful, and this thing would have never happened. Every shoyig is a me'ain from the mitzvah, and therefore the mothers want to show the family the tayarkeit of a nefesh b'Yisrael. Why am I telling you this? There's a shtikal arugas haboyzim in this week's parsha. It's a one line. He says it like Ben Ashturus, but just like there's a din of going to Erev Miklat because you killed somebody else's ulas. In the Indian of going to Erev Miklat because you killed yourself. Telling you, you're so suicidal. Let me try to explain. The Vina Rav says a moira digavort. Everyone knows the gro, right? First of all, the pasuk says here, well, interesting pasuk. They make the Erev Miklat. Laskol a mitzvah, zoi shalich b'tav hayoyim, l'havel, zoi shalich b'tav hayoyim, l'havel, zoi shalich b'tav says the Ibn Ezra, kol hayoyim, means without any hefsek. What are you trying to bring it? Kol hayoyim. In Akdoma to this parsha. Everyone knows the word of the Gro. It's Mefursim B'Shmei the Gro. It says, L'fnei mi ata ol sid litein. What's din in Cheshmin? The din is you did this in this Aveir. Right? Give a din. You Yom Kippur. What's the cheshbon? In the time, there's many answers, but the girl famously said, in the time that you did this Avera, in the Kuchen you did this Avera, also get into Tzolah Mitzvah. So you squander your kuyches, you squandered your time, you squandered your nefesh to shlusim and avot. Right? Zol zayn you do as a tshuva, tshuva meir. Right? So it's doing it not so like kishkog. So I've wiped away the din. Then I'm not going to burn and roast and toast and gehenna for eternity. Zol zayn azoy. But what's with the cheshvin? You're still a half-dead man. The Gemara says, Rishoyim b'chayayim, Kriyam Ezer, what have you done with your life? So Muzahaskos think to us, a person thinks to himself. The mothers of the Kohen Gadol were Me'ir Rachim, right? A person had a mother, you had a father. Your mother and father, your rebbes, whatever, were Moisir Nefesh for your chinuch. Were they Moisir Nefesh for the way you're living your life? The way people squander time and their efforts and their money, shtusin to get the microwave oven and the dashboard of the Lexus and to go on vacation to Alush Fartior, all the rubbish that people live in, for them, your parents were Moser Nefesh, for them, that's the tachlis, to eat sushi and pizza. Of them, let's do Alei Adomis. So you kill yourself. That pshat, it's a lahavas Hashem lekech bar miklam. Avas shuvim lahavas. Shuvim lahavas doin es lataloi. That's what Ibn Ezra said. There shouldn't be a hefsik. It should be a full life. That's what the Magid brings. No time to elaborate. By the Gemara says, Yuma, Gidoy l'tshuva shemareches yomav v'shtoizu shel odom. Not only that you live till 120, that you'll have, you know, when the Sfas Emes passed away, so the Emes told his brother, Moshe B'tal, the tate got ariches yomav. Toma, ariches yomav, he passed away at 59, in the middle of the Russia-Japanese war, from Tzoris of Kol Yisroel. What's Arichas Yom? So the Sfas Emes, the Imre Emes said, Arichas Yom is a langiteg. Every day was full with Avodas Hashem. Hepech v'shoyim v'chein meisim. And therefore, at the virus, Adam Hanoki, I have no time to elaborate, the Maggid famously said, Leisichel al Adam. Before a person attacked Davin, the attachment to the Abishter, felt the Aleph. Leisichel al Adam. You daven properly, you learn properly, you bring the Aleph of the in the equation, you become an Odom. That is that you shouldn't have dam noki ala orez, that each Elul is to live with the Eibishter, with the Cheshmin, and the Eibishter health and taka, what I always say from Leib Chasmin, my favorite Vertlach. Ki eish yotze mi Cheshmin, we'll have an eish al aslavus, and kedushin and ahavos Hashem, in the month of Elul, and we should all be zoiche, toksivach li metoivu, lishon atoivu, mesuk, metoivadir vayim.
Security for the